Genius cannot be taught, it is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Genius cannot be taught, it is. Have you ever thought about that? Genius cannot be taught, it is. Genius is something that we have within us. It's something that always within us. It is something where we say, ah, oh, I see, I understand, oh yes, I have always known that. Ah, yes, that sounds right to me because that is something that I believe and I know and I am. And when we say that, and when we experience that, we are saying and experiencing something very special and something very wonderful in all areas of our life. Our life is made up of whatever it is we want it to be. Our life is made up of whatever dreams we want it to be, whatever ideals we want it to be. It's just a matter of our choice. Our life is always our choice. And no matter what we like to say about ourselves, our life is our choice. Our life is our decision. Our life is whatever we have chosen to think for ourselves. Now, what do you think for yourself? What sort of thoughts do you think for yourself? What sort of ideas and dreams and thoughts that are important to you are going through your mind? How do you think? Genius cannot be taught, it is. Now, how can genius be something that is? Everybody would be experiencing it. Everybody would be knowing it if genius is. Everybody would be loving it if genius was just the way that way. And truly it is that way. Now, how do you want to know your experience of genius? How do you want to live genius? How do you want to be genius? Well, I'd like to know whatever ideas I have are revealed to me in a perfect and clear and concise way. And whatever thoughts I have, it comes to me in a very wonderful, marvelous manner. I would like to be able to say, whatever my project is, I know exactly what to do to take the next step. Whatever my dream is, whatever desire I have of my heart, I know exactly the right thing to do, the right step to take in my progression to accomplish it. Now, sometimes genius says to you, sit down and meditate. Let go and let the divine in you reveal it to you. And then, if you're like most people, you don't sit down. You've got too much to do. You've got too much to keep you busy. You've got to get on your toes and get active. And that's not true. The time that we take in meditation, the time that we take in introspection, the time that we take in thinking about what it is that's important for us, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, that time of thinking and introspection, of knowing exactly what it's all about. For when we listen within, in quietness, in peace, when we listen within, not trying to force the issue, not trying to force ourselves to accomplish something, we have the answer. We know the answer, and we understand the answer. Genius cannot be taught. We cannot read it in books. We cannot go to other people and have them teach us genius. We cannot go out and manipulate the world to express our genius. Our genius is like a beautiful flower. It has to come along through its normal path of evolvement, of unfoldment. The seed is in the ground. The seed is nurtured. The seed comes up. The flower comes out. The bud is tight as a rock. It cannot seem to be open. It's just real tight. And then, as the sun shines on it. It little by little unfurls its petals and opens up. And in a very short few moments, the flower, which was a seed in the ground, became a stem with a bud on it. And the bud became a flower, opening up in beautiful glory to look at. Can you tell that seed how to do that job? The genius is within. It cannot be taught. You cannot teach a flower how to unfold and unfurl its beauty. You have to know that from within. The flower knows it from within. Is the flower any more blessed than you or I, that it knows from within exactly how to be its perfect self, how to be its ideal self, how to be its fulfilled self? Oh, we have that same wisdom within us, that genius within us. It can't be taught. It's something we know. But how do we attach ourselves to it? How do we open ourselves to that genius that's within? How do we let it be revealed to us? How do we tune into it? Well, we tune into it by being still. We tune into it by not teaching ourselves, not reading, not writing, not looking, not striving, but just listening within. As the bud listens within and follows the impetus that is given to it, not even in words, but the impetus of its normal expectation. You and I, we have that same impetus within us that tells us we're a genius, that tells us whatever are the thoughts in our mind, these are the petals of our flower. And these thoughts, as they unfurl, as they are revealed to us, and as we follow them, if the flower had a rubber band around its bud and the bud couldn't come through because the rubber band held the bud down, the flower would never unfurl. And you and I, if we tell ourselves we don't know, if we tell ourselves it's impossible, if we tell ourselves it's unbelievable, then it is so, because we close off all of our channels of awareness. We put a rubber band around. That impetus is still there. The desire for the bud to be a flower is still there. The desire for our genius within us is still there. But we turn it off when we say, I don't know. We turn it off when we say, I wonder. How could it ever be? Oh, if I only knew, if I only had the way of doing it. And of course, what happens then is that everything is out of order. Everything is out of divine order and not functioning in its perfect manner. You and I want to always function in our perfect manner. You and I always want to take everything and put it in divine order. You and I, we want to be that which we are, ideal and perfect in every way. For that's all that matters. That's all that is. And that's all that ever will be. For genius is within each one of us. Genius is waiting to unfurl like the bud of a flower. Each one perfect, knowing exactly what it's going to do. And perhaps some have splashes of color where they were unexpected, because the genius had a chance to find its way and express itself from the beauty within. And all that color and all that magic and all that growth and all that love and all that light and all that flower that blooms in our hearts, as well as from our garden. It's just waiting. It's all from within. It's just waiting. Waiting to let go and let itself forevermore come out and be known as divine that it is. Genius comes from within. Genius cannot be taught. It is. Use your share of genius today by listening within and saying, I can, by saying, I know, by saying, it is done. That's what it's all about. And that's what it's always all about. I love you. I love you. I love you.